But I have a question. Today, we're going to talk about who is shaping your life, right? And sometimes we confuse, or we are more focused on, do I have influence in my life? Like, we think we don't have anything, the influence of life, right? Look, we are in a very tough situation because even the minister has been under attack for a bad example for too many people, right? And when we hear messages, we have doubts about what the guy is saying, the preacher is saying. But also it happened all over. Why it happened? Why we have this problem of trust? Well, we all been shaping by something. Even what I just shared is shaping for the media, the news, or our own experience. And we need to understand that we all have that influence. We all have something that influences a way of thinking. Not just some of us. Sometimes we think that the young people has been influenced for the media, right? Social media. Oh, yeah, the kids. You know, I mentioned to my kids, yeah, Facebook influence, it have a lot of influence on you. And they look at me like, you're too old, daddy. It's not Facebook. By the way, my page in Facebook is very boring. I have a lot of friends, but nobody can say anything about me because nothing is there. The real question, again, is not, do I have influence in my life? The real question is, who has the greatest influence in my life? Again, the culture is teaching us what is right, what is wrong, who we are, and how we should live. And just a small step, little by little, the culture is moving further and further away from God and what God defined for our life. And today, that's what I want to do with you, struggle, wrestle with, you know, look into ourselves and say, who really is the one who is the biggest influence in our life? Who owns your inner ear? I mean, you know, you used to call, who is in your ear, right? Who you listen to, right? And it's very important to understand and know and search, because you're going to know why you do what you do. Look, Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I like this scripture. I mention this scripture all the time because this scripture defines exactly what is happening in ourselves. Yeah, we accept Jesus. We repent. We know what was wrong in our life. But then the Bible says, teaching to obey, right? At that point, we've been influenced for the word of God, for people in our life. We believe it. We have faith. But we need to grow. And when we are in that process, something is happening around us. Influence is not optional. It's not something that I'm going to let somebody influence me or not. Sometimes it's what we think. Oh, I'm going to let Sebastian to influence me today. Well, I hope the scripture will have an influence on you, not me. But it's not optional. That's what the first truth that we need to embrace. Social media, the news, the movies. How many of you, when you were a kid, jump from a window thinking you're Superman? Come on. And when you're mad, being the Hulk. The Hulk. I like the Hulk. Smash, smash, smash. The law shapes us. You know, if you live in California, in Southern California, you know that the highway patrol is going to be there waiting for you. That's why everybody's like gentleman, driving. But if you are in New York, with the state patrol over, looking at you, you're saying, yeah, I'm the owner of this car. I'm going to do whatever I want. You know what I mean. Even the police says, another one. Okay, I'm not going to stop this one. I'm going to wait for the next one, who is a master driving, right? The public opinion. None of these things are neutral. You know, when we talk about, I don't want to touch this, immigration, race, position in the war. I mean, what is right and what is wrong? I mean, every single news is about somebody saying this is right or wrong, right? Instead to be, this is the news. What do we think through the eyes of God of this news? No, we take positions. The influence is not an optional thing. This is something that we need, again, embrace. Proverbs says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flow from it. Let me give you an example. I spent one of my best time in my life in Colorado. Colorado is beautiful. They have more than 300 days of sunny, beautiful blue sky. It's awesome. Even when cold temperature, you can go out with your short and your whatever to get the snow from your driveway. You're not going to feel, if it's sunny day, you're not going to feel the temperature. You're going to feel, I'm in Florida, kind of thing. No, like that. But, the sun is very intense. And something that people like to do a lot there is rafting. And very close to the place that we live, it was a river in Golden, Colorado. And everybody used those, tires, those, how they call it, those things. They got tubes. There you go. I forgot. Imagine yourself that you jump in the river, you're in the tube, and you expect the tube to stay in the same place. It is possible. And the only way possible is if you, grab a rock or something like that, a rope. But the truth is, the water is going to move you in a direction that the river wants. Actually, how the river is actually, right? And it's the same with the influence. Society goes in one direction. And the question, if you're going to have or not influence, is not about it's going to happen. It's going to happen. People are like them, happy. I'm the tube. I'm enjoying the ride. And everybody feel great because you're moving to the same direction. That's why we had too many people looking what the world is saying about everything. If we accept this, we are okay. We are cool, right? Isaiah 5:20 says, who are those who call evil good and good evil? And now we are just exactly witnesses, exactly that, right? I've been reading a lot about, I don't want to create a conflict with this, with gender assignment when the kids are very small. And now psychiatrists, and not Christian psychiatrists, are saying that this is wrong. But 10 years ago, they were saying it was right. Now they're saying it's wrong because they found a lot of damage on kids, young kids. I'm not talking about teens. Because we are moving far away from the divine design. We're not talking about sin. attraction. We're not talking about that part. We are talking about the fact we born woman or man, right? The culture, if we define it, what God already defined. Good and evil. Evil now, you can do a lot of stuff today, it's not a problem. Justice without mercy. Identity without a creator. Marriage without design. And unity is pursued without the truth. We like to be united, but we are not seeking the truth to be united, which is not about flags, race, culture, identity, ethnicity. Every single day, we've been attacked to pull us away from the original design. They promised freedom. You know, today is the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. You know that, right? War is very ugly all the time, right? But we can define or redefine, and nobody's doing it, but like one was good and the other one was evil in that situation. But the people that actually live in that time understand more the struggle and the conflict worldwide, right? Instead to be looking to the other as a fellow creation of God, in any time when it's a war, is a violence in the middle, we fail to understand that God created us to be together. I don't care which, I don't care about the argument of the war or the violence. If he has a police, if he like to be shoot his gun, he's going to say, no, of course not. But it's the only way to stop somebody when try to harm other people. They are protecting. Not all the cases, but most of the cases are like that. But imagine if we are all seeking the other like God. Intent to look at each other. We're going to be protecting each other. We're going to be, hey, what do you need? You don't have food. There you go. Jesus came to establish a kingdom. In Colossians 3:11 says, here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and in all. When Jesus came, he didn't say, I'm going to be the perfect Jew and invite everybody to be a perfect Jew and have a war against Romans. He says, no. I'm going to establish a different kingdom. And a spiritual kingdom, and believe it or not, they are going to be part of that. All creation, not just one tribe or one nation in the understanding of the first century. No, they understand in the 21st century. Jesus came to establish is not different anymore from the free or slave. We are all Christ. It's not about political election or selection or cultural agenda, because Jesus came here to redeem culture. To basically said, all culture are good. It's not a problem. Just those portion of the culture is against God. It has to be changed. But it's good to have different cultures. When in Matthew 28:16 says, go make disciples of all nations. It's not all flag. It's all ethnicity, all cultural background, all languages. He's saying, everybody. And everybody is great. Jesus came to establish a kingdom. A kingdom of God. A kingdom that the will of God should rule. And again, he's a great redeemer. Not just because of salvation, because the acceptance of all. Again, we need to ask, who has more influence than God in your life? Right? We always is something we need to just, you know, look into ourselves and answer those questions. I know sometimes it's very tough to answer questions like, who do you listen to more than God? Who is the one shaping your life? Who shape your reactions? Who define your values? Tell me, you focus on what all the time? It's like, you know, a table, you know, we like to eat together. And it's funny because 20 years ago, it was no cell phone around, right? Well, it was a cell phone. Yes, it was a cell phone. But on the table? No, now it's normal to have the phone close to your knife. And you look on the phone like, okay, let me see. I don't have my phone. Look, I don't have it in my watch. Like, what is going to happen? I don't know. Maybe somebody sent a message. It's funny because I'm looking the best way to communicate with the ministry. We have WhatsApp, and everybody has WhatsApp. Everybody knows how WhatsApp work. We have group, but nobody read what I'm sending to them. Noise all over. We are over informed. And then I say, okay, let me try text messages. All tool. Today is all tool. Everybody responds and say, oh my gosh, this is better. And the study says that 98% of the people read the text messages. 98. Again, who has more influence than God in your life? Matthew, it's funny, there is in Spanish, it should be in English, but anyway. Seek first the kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness. We need to be looking when the Bible says this, when Jesus says this, when it talks about the kingdom, we need to understand the kingdom is the rule of God in our life and the life of the people around us. This is what a kingdom means. It's not a kingdom like the kingdom of England or something like that. Israel was looking for that, another kingdom. Or the Romans, it was an empire, not just a kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness. If you're looking to the scripture, if we follow the scripture, we should be looking on what God is saying that we should be doing now. You know, look like bad, right? Because we all know we receive a lot of influence from different sources. And most of the time, those sources shape even our spiritual sight. How will we see people around us? Oh, I don't know if I want this guy. He's Argentinian. They're well known of to be a prideful people. No? Nobody say that? I mean, the Latin America, you know, this is accusing us of that. You know, I served churches in Mexico. And yes, in Argentina, even it was on the West Coast with people from different countries. Is the first question is, even everybody has a joke about the Argentinian. How they kill themselves. I don't want to, you know. But is the, why, tell me in which, the Argentinian is equal to Superman. And everybody said, well, okay, what it means? The boat doesn't exist. I mean, the humble Argentinian and a Superman. What is the common things about them? No, it doesn't exist, a humble Argentinian, even Superman too. No, I'm joking, but this is how we think. I can apply that to a lot of stuff, right? But who does it? I mean, who influenced your life? Oh, no, the problem is about soccer player, Maradona and Messi. Messi is very humble. Now we have a better ambassador than Maradona. Wow. You see, it's what we do. Instead to be seeing each other like creation of God. Because, yeah, it could be that this guy could be, you know, prideful, well, at least look like a prideful guy. What about the people that are silent, but they are prideful inside their heart? You know, I look humble, right? Yes, brother. I call it the smart answer. Hey, how you doing? Oh, brother, I'm a struggle. Right? It's smart. We know that we cannot be good all the time, right? That's why we have a struggle. No, yeah, but I'm asking you, how are you? Yeah, because we don't trust. We don't want to open ourselves. Because society says, how you can say something? They're going to put it on an Instagram. Oh, look what Sebastian did. He had a bomb with his wife on November 15, 10 p.m. And look at his face. He took a picture when I was just watching soccer. My face, you know, is different. It's like, you know, when something happened there. I said, look at him. And everybody said, oh, it's true. Look, Sebastian, he's mad. You know what I mean, right? What I'm going? Then you don't trust anybody. You don't trust your brother, your family, your wife, your kids. You don't trust the preachers. You don't trust the Bible. You're not trusting anything. Because at the end, is the aim of this is to destroy your spiritual life. And we need to be, again, be aware. It's so important. Not to hit yourself, oh, I'm a bad guy, full of guilt because, you know, I'm doing something wrong. Yeah, we're going to do something wrong all the time, but look this. The grace of God means you're okay. Yeah. Now, the scripture that my son shared with you means, hey, brothers, remember that you're going to crucify Christ again if you're sinning, but you still has grace. It doesn't say that the grace has a limitation. It says, understand that Jesus being crucified again with your sin. The good news is the gospel. Right? The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recover of sight to the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. It's not a good news. The good news is God has not lost control of the world. Darkness has not won. And it won't never won. Light is still breakthrough, and transformation is still possible. Yeah, you know what? Beginning with us, we can be transformed. We can be shaped by God. We can change. We are disciple means apprentice. We are people learning. In the meantime, grace, 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 grace again and again and again. No, I'm a bad guy because I sin. You're going to sin again. But the question is, what do you do with your sin? You struggle with your sin? You fight your sin? Or you just say, okay, I'm like this. I'm going to keep sinning and just get cynical about your life. How I can overcome this sin. Maybe your whole life, even Paul says, I asked God, and he said what? My grace is enough. John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Shine, as the Bible says, shine, shine, brilla. The culture does not define your future. Fear does not own your story. God is still forming people, forming you. God is still renewing your mind. God is still building life that shine in the dark places. You were not created to drift with the current like the tube. You were created to live with the purpose. We were created to reflect the heart of God, to be ambassador of the gospel. So we need to walk with confidence. Think with faith. Live with hope. Shine. Isn't it good? Shine. Shine in your neighborhood. Shine sharing the gospel of God to them. Shine in your school. Shine in your work. Shine when you're traveling around. Shine. Be a light. Do not let the world change who you really are, because you are somebody that wants to follow Jesus and be like Jesus. God bless you all.